Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah Raymond with the Mindful Movement. Thank you for choosing to listen to this guided, grounding meditation for teens. This meditation was actually written by my daughter, who is 14. And while it was written for teens, this practice could be beneficial for any age. The fact that you are listening to this means you might have recognized the effects of stress buildup in your mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for choosing to mitigate them with this mindful practice. Meditation can be practiced by everyone, and it is great for teenagers who want to create healthy habits at a young age to carry with them as they grow. Stress is unavoidable, and it accumulates in everyone, even young people. But it is so important that we all release this stress on a regular basis. Meditation is just one of the ways to decompress. And if, after this experience, you don't find it helpful for you personally, it might be a good idea to try another method, like exercise, art, journaling, or doing other things that relax you. The important thing is that you make the effort to let go of whatever is causing upset in you. If none of these practices seem to relieve your symptoms, seek out support from a professional. Now let's begin. Start by turning off any devices that could be a distraction. Find a comfortable position and feel your weight sink into the surface below you. Take a deep breath in, feeling your abdomen rise as it fills up with air. Hold your breath for a few seconds at the top of your inhale, and then breathe out slowly for longer than you just breathed in. Feel any tension in your body being released on your exhale. Repeat this breath pattern again. Breathe in deeply to fill up your lungs. Then hold for a few seconds. And then exhale slowly. And continue this way. And as you exhale, notice your face, neck, jaw, and shoulders soften. As you continue to practice focusing on your breath, you may observe your natural breathing patterns slow down. And you may feel as if time around you is slowing down as well. You can now feel your mind growing quiet. It is okay if thoughts come to you, but you are not engaging with them. Simply observe any idea that passes your mind and then release it Now that the chatter in your head is hushed and your body is relaxed, you can focus on sinking deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. If at this point you still cannot let go of your thoughts for long enough to relax and be centered in the present moment, you may choose to take a few minutes to write down whatever it is you are trying to hold on to. And take comfort in the fact that those thoughts will still be there when you are done. You can pause this recording and then start the meditation again from the beginning with a clear mind. Even though you may experience stress at times, this moment is for letting go. This moment is for caring for yourself. As a teenager, it can be hard to see above the expectations set for you by parents, teachers, friends, society, and yourself. You might feel stressed and self-critical when it seems you have failed to meet these expectations. Or you might feel overwhelmed by the responsibilities of your life. Perhaps you regret something you did or said. Or maybe you feel hurt by the words or actions of someone else. You could feel unprepared to cope with the rapid changes and losses of teenage life. Or you might feel misunderstood by your elders who seem to devalue your opinion because of your age. Whatever the cause of your negative emotions, now is the time for you to give yourself a break and accept the fact that the world will still go on even though you are feeling stressed. Take this moment to notice if you are feeling tension or imbalance in any part of you. It is not necessary to label, judge, or explain these feelings. Allow yourself to be the spectator, not attaching any judgment to your feelings, but simply observing. Everyone feels negative emotions in their life, and there is no shame in it. By resisting these unpleasant feelings, we only make them worse. Instead, we practice mindfulness with the aim of honoring our unpleasant feelings, allowing them to run their course, and finally releasing them once they no longer serve you. Life naturally flows in cycles of good and bad, because a life of no problems would be meaningless, and a life of only problems would be misery. This balance of good and bad, of chaos and order, is a necessary force of life, although it can sometimes mean there are times when you have no choice but to endure suffering. Having the wisdom and perspective to know that our suffering's purpose is only to teach us can make it easier to bear our problems that would otherwise seem insurmountable, especially as a teen. Grounding meditation is one way to make us feel strong, resilient, connected to the earth, and prepared to tackle whatever life throws at us. Now, in your mind, imagine you are a tall tree with a network of strong, thick roots growing out of your feet. Your connection to the ground is so stable that you could stand upright in even tornado winds. Your experiences are represented by the leaves because they are not permanent and can fall off when shaken by the wind. But the strong, permanent trunk represents your true, essential self that can never be destroyed, no matter what you experience. Picture your tree covered in many colors of leaves. The vibrant green leaves are your most joyful experiences, full of gratitude and love. The weak, browning leaves, as well as the leaves of red, orange, and yellow, are your traumatic and painful experiences full of fear. This is how everyone's tree looks, more or less. For no one's life is always green and happy. And no one lives in a state of constant misery. However, we are the creators of our realities. And by choosing to see our experiences through a lens of empowerment or oppression, we can edit how we view these experiences. Seeing through a lens of being oppressed is tempting and sometimes addicting, but it creates unnecessary suffering for everyone. Instead, you have the choice to trim your tree of the negative emotions that are done serving you and live an empowered life. Imagine again your tree, dotted with many colors and rooted to the earth. From far away, you can sense a strong wind moving quickly toward your tree. Your negative experiences, your weak and browning leaves, are starting to sense that this is their last chance to hold on to your branches. The wind is approaching, closer and closer, and soon it will cleanse you. You anticipate the feeling of your every branch shaking off the dead leaves and leaving behind the leaves for which you are grateful. The wind is here now, and you might feel a tingling in your arms and legs, as if you are really connected to the image of the tree. Your painful experiences and memories, which seem so all-important and unbearable in the moment, are overcome by the wind. You watch as these dead leaves, these stressful memories, dance across the grass around your roots, taken by the forces of nature. Your tree is now pruned, more lively, and your head is clear. In this moment, you have no reason to worry. Your hurtful experiences have served their purpose, and you honor them as they part. But you must no longer carry their extra weight. Your branches are thinner now, and the wind blows between them with almost no resistance. The absence of your rotten emotions has cleared up space in your conscience for newer, more delightful memories to be made. Now you are starting to wake up to a new chapter in your life. Your body is lighter without the weight of your stress, and your energetic roots still connect your body through your feet to nature. Bring your attention back to your physical body, returning to the rhythm of your breath. Your eyelids, weightless now, start to flutter open, and the light of a happier day now floods into your eyes. You may start to gently move your fingers and toes, then your limbs. And now you are relaxed and ready to continue experiencing life. If later you notice that you have lost touch with this grounded and peaceful state, simply recall the image of yourself as a strong tree who is rooted into the ground and strong enough to stand up against a tornado. You might feel your branches get clouded with worries again, And you can take a second to breathe deeply and surrender your unnecessary pains to the wind. Thank you for practicing this grounding meditation and for supporting the mindful movement. We hope you have a joyful day.